भवान्या च समः भवः महेन्द्र प्रमुखा देवा मुनयः सप्रजेश्वराः.
Sukhdev Goswami said, then Lord Brahma arrived at Prabhas along with Lord Shiva and his consort, the sages, the Prajapatis and all demigods headed by Indra.
So Krishna is about to leave, all the demigods manifested there. Read next verse. The forefathers Siddhas, Gandharvas, Vidyadharas and great serpents also came, along with the Charanas, Yakshas, Rakshasas, Kinnaras, Apsaras and relatives of Garuda. Relatives of Garuda. Greatly eager to witness the departure of Supreme Personality of Godhead. As they were coming, all these personalities variously chanted and glorified the birth and activities of Lord Shauri, Krishna. Actually, for people who are living in the material world, Krishna's departure, Antardhan, Leela, is not very palatable. Prabhupada also several times mentions there. It's not very exciting. People are not very excited to discuss this, but still we discuss this to know the tattva, to argue with people who consider this ordinary. So we will discuss this. But Krishna's appearance in this world is a cause of great jubilation for the devotees, for the people in this world. That's why we celebrate Janmashtami. We never celebrate Moshala Leela. Janmashtami is organized very nicely. On the other hand, when a devotee disappears, that is a great cause of celebration than his birthday. Because when devotee disappears, when a pure devotee disappears, throughout his life, he has performed so many wonderful activities, so many wonderful services. At the end of his lifetime, we know his glories. That's why the disappearance, and disappearance means he is again reuniting with Krishna. That's a cause of great jubilation for the devotees. That is celebrated also with great pomp. But Krishna's disappearance is never an occasion for the devotees. But here, when Krishna is disappearing, all the devotees all the demigods are coming and recollecting the activities of Krishna. So, Vavrushu Pushpa Varshani Vimana Valibhir Nabha Kurvanta Sankulam Rajan Bhaktya Paramaya Yuta.
O king, crowding the sky with their many airplanes, they showered down flowers with great devotion.
Crowding the sky. Whenever some event happens at one place, you know, the rooms and the palace or the temple hall or the outside courtyard, they're all crowded. But when demigods come, sky is crowded. Because they are like, they're coming on vimanas. Bhagavan Pitamaham Viksha Vibhutir Atmano Vibhu Samyojyatmani Chatmanam Padmanetre Nyamilayat.
Seeing before him Brahma, the grandfather of universe, along with other demigods who are all his personal and powerful expansion, the Almighty Lord closed his lotus eyes, fixing his mind within himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
When Krishna closed his eyes, when Putana came, Acharyas give some 25 explanations why he closed his eyes. There are a few explanations for this also. Krishna closed his eyes while going back to his abode. He wanted to close his eyes because other people will come. Are you going back to spiritual world? Before going, just come to our planet, stay for a while. Okay. So to avoid such invitations, right, and social obligations, Krishna closed his eyes and left. And also to instruct the yogis, this is how you have to leave this material world. One more reason. Krishna closed his eyes and meditated upon himself while going back to his place, right, while leaving this mortal world. Similarly, one has to meditate on Krishna to leave this world. One should not take a wrong lesson, that one should not meditate on himself. Right here, Krishna is meditating on Krishna to instruct other yogis that they also have to meditate on Krishna and leave this mortal world. That's why Krishna closed his eyes. Then, Lokabhiramam Svatanum Dharana Dhyana Mangalam Yoga Dharana Yagneya dagdhvadhamavishatsvakam.
Without employing the mystic Agniya meditation to burn up his transcendental body, which is the all-attractive resting place of all the worlds and the object of all contemplation and meditation, Lord Krishna entered into his own abode.
Generally, it is the practice of yogis that they have some kind of ichhamrityu, or they can leave their body at their own will. So when they are leaving this body, they will invoke the presence of this mystic Agneyi, fire, and burn their body into flames, and then they leave. But here Krishna did not do that. So Krishna's body is the source of pleasure for entire universe. Lokabhiramam svatanum. Lokabhiramam means they give pleasure to everyone who sees the Lord's body, gives pleasure and is attractive to everyone who sees it. So Krishna did not invoke the fire. Right? It indicates that those trying for spiritual elevation through meditation and yoga achieve all auspiciousness through meditation on Lord's body. Since yogis are liberated simply by thinking of Lord's body, that body is certainly not material and therefore not subject to burning by mundane mystic fire or any other types of fire. That's why this is referring to that 11.6.35 purport. When Krishna's body is burnt, that is a material body, illusory body created by Lord's energy. But actual body of Krishna is explained in this purport. So it cannot be burned by even the mystic fire invoked through yoga. How can an ordinary fire, you know, with some matchstick burn it? Okay. So since Lord Krishna's transcendental form is present within the fire as maintaining principle, how can fire affect that form? Krishna's body is present within the fire. Fire is sustaining because of Krishna. So Krishna's expansion is Mahavishnu. From his body, Pradhan and all other elements are manifesting. One of those elements, insignificant element, is fire. How can that fire burn Krishna's body? Krishna is the source of the source of the source of the source of the fire. And sustain basis of fire. How can it burn Krishna's body? His body is purely spiritual. It bypasses the formality of burning and burning before entering his abode. Like that. So, seventh verse.
This verse, Vakni Madhya Smarayat Rupam Mama is a Dhyana Mangalam. That is, within the fire one should meditate upon my form, which is auspicious object of all meditation. This is, one should observe the Lord in the sun, in the fire, in the ground, like that he says, no? So this is in the Yajna Kunda fire, is it?
We can refer to this verse actually, 11.14.37. Within the fire one should meditate upon my form, which is the auspicious object of my meditation. Okay, maybe Yajna fire, but we can refer to it to confirm. So, can you open? 11.14.37. That form by symmetry limbs and charm. There's a description of form only.
Reading also, we saw that the Lord should be observed besides seeing him in the deity form, you also have to see him in the fire and also in the sun also. But which was the other place? It was ground also? Earth and the fire and water. That is why in Ganga we offer the water back to Ganga. There and
deity worship.
Heart also. Super soul we have to see. I think in the fire, Lord is the sustaining through the fire.
Seventh verse. Dividandu bhayo neduhu petusu manasas chakhat satyam dharmo dhritir bhumeh Kirti Sri Chanutam Yayuh.
As soon as Lord Krishna left the earth, truth, religion, faithfulness, glory and beauty immediately followed him. Kettle drums resounded in the heavens and flowers showered from the sky.
So when Krishna left, all these accompanied Krishna. Satyam, Dharma, Dhriti, Bhumi. Bhumi means from the earth. All these accompanied Krishna. Sri, beauty. So Krishna Sadham Apagate Dharma Gnana Adi Bhisada. This is similar verse. So all of them also, okay, they cannot stay. They also started leaving.
Devadayo Brahma Mukhya Navishantam Swadhamani Avignata Gatim Krishnam Dadrishuscha Divismitaha. Most of the demigods and other higher beings led by Brahma could not see Lord Krishna as he was entering his own abode, since he did not reveal his movements. But some of them did catch sight of him, and they were extremely amazed.
So people cannot, demigods could not understand where Krishna left. He just left like a lightning. Just as ordinary men cannot ascertain the path of lightning bolt, as it leaves a cloud, the demigods could not trace out the movements of Krishna as he returned to his abode. One example is given in the 9th verse, that it's like lightning. When lightning is there, demigods can see, but ordinary people cannot see. Where did this lightning come? It's like it manifests itself for such a very short time, less than a second. People cannot perceive its presence properly. So, but demigods can perceive it. But when Krishna departed, demigods also could not perceive, right, how Krishna left. But devotees could do it. Devotees could perceive it. That Krishna's way of leaving the body. A few devotees, a few demigods could see. Right? So, Brahma Rudra Dayastetu Drishtva Yoga Gatim Harehe Vismitastam Prasham Santa Svamsam Lokam Yayustadam.
A few of demigods, however, notably Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, could ascertain how the Lord's mystic power was working, and thus they became astonished. All the demigods praised the Lord's mystic power and then returned to their own planets.
So some demigods could understand this is because of Lord's mystic power. So actually Krishna, when he descends with all the Vishnu forms and his associates. In the 14th chapter also we have learned, Krishna's disappearance means Krishna goes back to spiritual world, right? And he leaves all the expansions who were accompanying him, Narayana expansions in so-and-so Vaikuntha, he just leaves them there, right? All his expansions merged in him and he descends. In Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna is pure Krishna. In Bhauma Vrindavan, Krishna is not pure Krishna. Krishna is accompanied by all the associates, Vishnus and Navaraja Mahima. Yesterday also we were reading that. Navaraja Mahima. So all the demigods come there. That is the difference between Krishna in Bhauma Vrindavan and Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. So Krishna is accompanied by all Vishnu Tattvas. And all his companions are, some demigod portions are there. All Yadus are not Krishna's eternal associates. Some are demigods also. Some demigod portions merge into some Yadus, right? The Cupid merges into Pradyumna, and Sutapa, they merge into Krishna's parents, right? So their pure Yashoda is there. Here Yashoda is accompanied by Dharadrona, so all those are there in Bhauma Vrindavan, right? So when Krishna disappears, he leaves all of them in their respective abodes and then he goes back to spiritual. Virat Purusha.
Virat Purusha, Prabhupada writes that in the one previous purport.
Material universe. So Krishna, here actually when Krishna is living, Krishna Balaram actually stayed at Dwarka only. They never came to Prabhas Kshetra. So he just, all the Vishnu expansions that merged in Krishna, they came to Prabhas Kshetra and they are leaving to their respective abodes now. Krishna and Balaram stayed at Dwarka. Narayana expansions went to Prabhasi Kshetra along with the demigod expansions. When Krishna, after this whole incident. correct. Eternal companions and Krishna stayed at Dwarka only. Balaram also stayed at Dwarka only. Together they went to spiritual world. To Goloka.
Goloka. Sankarshan Padyumna Anirudha also. Vasudeva Sankarshan Padyumna Anirudha also. They are also included.
See, Goloka Vrindavan is pure. Right? After that, then Chaturvyuha, then all the other further expansion, Mahasankarshan, then Mahavishnu. Yes, we have. Krishna never came to Dwarka, that's what I was saying. Krishna stayed in Vrindavan only. After killing, the long purport comes in the 10th canto.
Vajabhasi is with him. Correct, no? He took all the Vajabhasi is with him.
So this Dwarka Krishna went now. good finding. This is like Dwarka party. That is Vraja party. They went to Goloka, these people are going to Dwarka. There also there is Mathura Dham, right? Dwarka, Mathura, Vrindavan. Vasudeva Krishna.
Correct.
Dwarka Krishna maybe.
Yeah,
that's, I didn't treat that reference exactly. This is Vasudeva.
Once he leaves Vrindavan and comes into Mathura, he becomes Vasudeva. He becomes son of Vasudeva.
Then Vasudeva.
And then same one he goes to Dwarka also. Because Mathura is closed down. Then he establishes the city of Dwarka.
Correct.
That's why he's 400 also, I think. Correct, no? In Prabhas Chaitra he was 400.
400, correct.
Correct.
Maybe that. He is 400, correct.
Uddhava saw him as 400.
Correct, correct. Wow, so many things are in discussion, so many things are coming out. That's true. Correct. So all the demigods were thinking, we thought we are masters of yoga, but we can't understand where Krishna went. So they were thinking like that. One point which yesterday I thought of sharing, but in the previous chapter, the chronology part, here. So after Krishna, after this whole Maushali Leela, so Krishna was staying there in four-handed form. Just now this discussion came, I just remember that. He was staying in four-handed form. And at Dwaraka, Krishna instructed Uddhava to go to Badrikashram. So the Uddhava was going to Vajrakashram. On the way, he felt feelings of separation. Again, he came back. After Maushali Leela, Uddhava came and met Krishna in four-handed form. Then, at the bank of Saraswati, under that about Prabhasa Kshetra, along with Maitreya. Then the third canto, first four chapters happened. Whatever, two, three chapters. Then after Uddhava left, then this Dwarka came, Jara came, all this happened. Yeah, sequence. So third canto.
That you should go to Badrikashram now. Correct. So he sent him off and after that these things happened.
After this is correct. After Uddhava Gita, again this Krishna's explanation of Paramam Stitim to Maitreya and Uddhava took place at Prabhasa Kshetra. Uddhava Gita happened in Dwarka. This Paramam Stitim, that discussion happened at Prabhasa. Now, Krishna explained to Maitreya in the short form, right? Chatushloki plus extra, more details than Chatushloki, Paramam Stitim. So that is expanded by Maitreya into two cantos, to Vidura. Okay, next, 11th. So 11th to 14th, the transcendental position of Krishna is explained along with some Falastuti. Rajan parasya tanubhrut janana apyayeha Maya vidambanam avehi yathanatasya. Srishtvatmanedamanuvishya vihritya chante. Samhritya chatma mahimno paratah sa aste.
My dear king, you should understand that the Supreme Lord's appearance and disappearance, which resemble those of the embodied conditioned souls, are actually a show enacted by his illusory energy, just like a performance of an actor. After creating this universe, he enters into it, plays with it for some time, and at last winds it up. Then the Lord remains situated in his own transcendental glory, having ceased from the functions of cosmic manifestation.
So this whole pastime is appearance and disappearance are like illusory energy of the Lord. Maya vidambanam. So display of pastime potency of Krishna. Otherwise Krishna's personal associates are never subject to ordinary birth or death like conditioned souls. Definitely Krishna cannot be subjected to ordinary birth and death. He is transcendental. Death is one mere inferior potency of Krishna. How can it affect Krishna? Just like fire is one inferior energy of Krishna, how can it burn Krishna's body? We just read some time back. Similarly, death also can never affect Krishna. So, Krishna Dhyamani Nimlochi. Maybe we can refer to third canto, second chapter, seventh verse. Right. 3.2.7, I think. You see, Krishna's disappearance is compared to sunrise and sunset. Right, that table we have made, right? Recently I was working on Subodhani. Somebody has Subodhani at least? So Krishna's disappearance is compared to sunset. So sun today it sets, tomorrow it will rise again. Right? Krishna appears now, tomorrow he will disappear. But next day of Brahma he will again appear in the form of Krishna again. Right? And just like sun disappears from this hemisphere, and he appears in the other hemisphere. Similarly, when Krishna disappears from this planet of this universe, he will appear in some other universe. Right? So, sun's disappearance or sunset means he disappeared from our vision, but he appeared in someone else's vision. Similarly, Krishna closed down his pastimes here, but he manifested his pastimes somewhere else. So, Krishna's pastimes are Nitya Leela. Right? Maybe there are few more details in that purport you can refer. So these are some things about Krishna's appearance and disappearance. Chakravarti Pad narrates a simple story. How you can people may question. Krishna took birth, we have seen. He had his Balya Leela, his growth stage. He did marriages and then he disappeared. So birth, death and so many activities. Right, but whatever, six transformations that a living entity can go through, all this we are seeing in Krishna's life also. Why are you unnecessarily saying that it's just pastime potency, illusory potency, it's all not fact, disappearance, disappearance is just pastimes, they are not actual, factual. How can you say like that? So Chakravarti Pad writes a story. Once a magician went to a king and said, I will do some magic. Okay. So, magician took some of the wealth of the king and made it disappear. He took some gold coins, made them disappear. He took made all the relatives, right, daughters and wives of the king, they also disappeared. He's creating some magic. So all the paraphernalia and wealth and associates of king, they disappeared. And later the magician said, along with doing this magic and making things appear and disappear, my guru also taught me the vidya to give up my body, right, through the potency of mystic yoga. Then the magician sat there and gave up his body. After making everything belonging to the king disappear, he himself disappeared. Right? He invoked some fire and then he disappeared. So then king was like a little bewildered, he didn't know what to do. He was just sitting on the palace on his throne only, in front of him only everything is getting disappeared. And the person who made them disappear also disappeared. He didn't know whom to... Generally magicians do some magic and then take some remuneration and then go away. But whom will he give remuneration? How will he get these things back? So king was bewildered. After a couple of days, the magician's daughters will come. Right? Daughter would come and then say, king, my father, who is the magician, so he did some magic in front of you just a couple of days back. So now he is manifesting everything back in front of your eyes. Now if you are pleased with our knowledge of magic, so please give us some remuneration. So Chakravarti was narrated this whole story to say that even ordinary magicians in this world also can display illusory birth and death. Why not Krishna? So Krishna's appearance and disappearance can also manifest because of his illusory potency. Right, pastime potency. So if magician can do this, Krishna can definitely do this. So that's how he proves. Actually, Lord Krishna returned to his abode in his own eternal body, as confirmed throughout the Vedic literature. Okay, 12th verse. Martyena yo guru sutam yamalo kanitam. Tvam chanya yacharanada paramastra dagdham. Jigyantakantakamapi shamasavanisha. Kim svavane svaranayan mrgayum sadeham.
Lord Krishna brought the son of his guru back from the planet of the Lord of Death in the boy's self-same body, and as the ultimate giver of protection, he saved you also when you were burned by the Brahmastra of Ashwatthama. He conquered in the battle even Lord Shiva, who deals death to the agents of death, and he sent the hunter Jara directly to Vaikuntha in his human body. How could such a personality be unable to protect his own self?
So in these four verses, 11 to 14, Sukadeva Goswami is establishing the transcendental position of Krishna and giving little falastuti also. So if Krishna had the potency to bring back the dead son of Sandipani Muni, he went to Yamaraj's abode and brought back the son of Sandipani Muni in the self-same body. If he can do like that, how can he not protect himself from death? That is the question. Even Brahmastra of Ashwatthama, or he protected Parikshit Maharaj. So Sukadeva Goswami is telling Parikshit Maharaj, he saved you. Right? So why can't he save himself? Actually, Parikshit Maharaj was little sad. After hearing 10th verse, Parikshit Maharaj became sad that people saw the Lord and his associates in a superficial way. They could not completely understand. Right? So, to pacify him, from 11th verse onwards, Sukadeva Goswami is speaking like this. At the same time, as I was saying some time back, devotees are not very happy to discuss this Antardhan Leela, disappearance pastime of Krishna. So, even Sukadeva Goswami was also feeling little uncomfortable to discuss to narrate the pastime of Krishna's disappearance. To pacify himself, to pacify his own self, and to pacify Parikshit Maharaj also, he spoke these verses. Right? He is saying that it's a very distressful thing to discuss about disappearance pastime of Krishna. To pacify, Hare, Krishna did this, Krishna did that, how can he disappear? How can he leave his body? So that is the theme of these verses.
13th verse. Tathapyasesha sthiti sambhavapyayeshu. Ananya hetur yadasesha shakti dhruk naichat pranetum vapuratra seshitam martyena kim swasthagatim pradarshayan. All the Lord Krishna, being the possessor of infinite powers, is the only cause of the creation, maintenance and destruction of the innumerable living beings. He simply did not desire to keep his body in this world any longer. Thus he revealed the destination of those fixed in the self and demonstrated that this mortal world is of no intrinsic value.
So he is Swarat. If he likes, he will come here. If he doesn't like, he can go back. And Krishna did not want to unnecessarily stay at this place and increase the value of this place. If Krishna stays for longer time in material world, people will give more value to the material world. For example, if say some president of India will come to Galtare and then stay here for longer time, for 1 month he stays here only, Galtare will become so popular. Right? So Krishna did not want to unnecessarily increase its popularity beyond its actual value. Krishna wants to come here and declare that this is Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam and leaves. Right? 123 years is more than enough, I will not come again. That's why in Kubja's episode also, it is mentioned that Kubja represents Bhushakti. When Kubja was pleading Krishna, please stay for some more time, Krishna says, no, he left. So, similarly, on this earthly planet, Krishna will not stay for long time. Krishna will only pay occasional visits and then go back. And during his occasional visit, he will advertise his original residence. You come there, you will enjoy with me more. I am coming here to show you a trailer. Original movie is there. 3 hours movie is there. This is like 1 minute trailer only. So you come there. That is Krishna's purpose of coming to this world. And he wanted to leave some katha. If he comes here and does some pastimes, then we can discuss those pastimes and develop a desire to go back to his place and participate or serve him in his pastimes in the spiritual world. So he simply did not desire to keep his body in this world any longer. Then Lord Krishna, another verse comes, 3.2.10, Devasya maya sprishta ye chanya dadhadashritaha. Under no circumstances can the words of persons, bewildered by illusory energy, deviate the intelligence of those who are completely surrendered souls. So one who follows the Vaishnava authorities in his attempt to understand Krishna's transcendental disappearance easily appreciates the Lord, that the Lord is the omnipotent personality of Godhead and his spiritual body is identical with the eternal spiritual potency. So those who are asad ashritaha, those who have taken shelter of Lord's illusory potency or what is not truth, they will get bewildered seeing the disappearance pastime of Krishna, not devotees. Devotees will understand the potency of Krishna, right? They will not unnecessarily see this with a material vision. 14th verse. Yaetam prataruthaya Krishnasya padavim param Prayata kirtayad bhaktya tam evapnotyanuttamam.
Anyone who regularly rises early in the morning and carefully chants with devotion the glories of Lord Krishna's transcendental disappearance and is returned to his own abode will certainly achieve that same supreme destination.
This is the Falastuti. Daruko dvarakam etya Vasudevo Grasena Yoham Patitva Charana Vasrair Yashinchat Krishna Vichyuta.
As soon as Dwaruka reached Dwarka, he threw himself at the feet of Vasudeva and Ugrasena and drenched their feet with his tears, lamenting the loss of Lord Krishna.
So these are all transcendental feelings of separation of Lord's eternal associates. Right. Kathayamasa nidhanam Vrishniram Krishna sonrupa Tatsrutvodvigna hridayam Janasoka vini virmuchitaha Tatrasma tvarita jagmuhu Krishna Vishlesha Vihvalaha Vyasava Serate Yatra Gnatayo Ghananta Ananam.
Daruka delivered the account of total destruction of the Vrishnis, and upon hearing this, O Parikshit, the people became deeply distraught in their heart and stunned with sorrow. Feeling the overwhelming pain of separation from Krishna, they struck their own faces while hurrying to the place where their relatives lay dead.
So these are the feelings of separation. Krishna Vishlesha. means overwhelmed, vihvalaha. Krishna vislesha vihvala means overwhelmed by feelings of separation from Krishna. Vivurchitaha, they just fainted, rendered senseless. Udvigna hridayaha, agitated hearts. So some of these similar episodes of feelings of separation from Krishna we hear in first canto, 10th chapter, when Krishna was leaving Hastinapur. And some glimpse we can see Krishna entered Dwaraka. So far they were in separation, in a state of melancholy. So that is one episode when Kurukshetra, when Krishna met all the Vrajavasis. And also when Krishna left, Krishna disappeared, Arjuna goes to Yudhishthira Maharaj, Hastinapur. Vanchitoham Maharaja Hirna Bandharupina. Yename apahritam tejo deva vismapanam nayat. Then, yasya kshanaviyogena loko hyapriya darshanaha uktena rahito hyesha mrtakaha prochyate yatha. The moment of separation from Krishna would render all the universes into void and null. They appear like mere dead bodies. We have learnt in the first canto, 15th chapter. So, these are the feelings of separation from Krishna that all the Dwarakavasis are experiencing now. Devaki Rohini Chaiva Vasudevas Tatha Sutau Krishna Ramau Apashyantaha Sokarta Vijahu Smritim.
When Devaki Rohini and Vasudev could not find their sons Krishna and Rama, they lost consciousness out of anguish.
Pranamscha vijahustatra Bhagavad virahatura upaguhyapatimstatra Chitam aru ruhastriya.
Tormented by separation from the Lord, his parents gave up their lives at that very spot. My dear Parikshit, the wives of the Yadavas then climb onto the funeral pyres, embracing their dead husbands.
Actually, Rohini, Devaki, Vasudev, they all went to Prabhasa, but not the original Devaki, Rohini, etc. They lived in Dwaraka only, their portions. So they went to Prabhasa and entered the funeral pyres. So same thing in the 20th verse. The wives of Lord Balram also entered the fire and embraced his body. Vasudeva's wives entered his fire and embraced his body. Daughters-in-law of Lord Hari entered the funeral pyres of their respective husbands, headed by Pradyumna. And Rukmini and other wives of Lord Krishna, whose hearts were completely absorbed in him, entered his fire. Right?
Who is taken by Arjuna?
That also is not. 16,100. Where is the reference for this?
Arjuna is taken down, and then Krishna comes as a coward man, infidel coward man. And oh, that means the only the chief queens entered the fire here. Only the chief ones entered.
Correct, I remember. Correct. They went to Dwarka Dham. Maybe these. Okay, correct. I remember reading that purport he quoted. Okay, good. Okay. It is understood that the anguished scene described here is a display of Lord's illusory potency, adding a final dramatic note to Lord Krishna's pastimes. Final dramatic note. Like that. It's a perfect dramatic end. Next, Arjuna felt great distress over separation from Lord Krishna, his dearmost friend. But he consoled himself by remembering the transcendental words of Lord. 20 we read, right? I mean, we didn't recite the verse, but we read the translation. Next. So Arjuna remembered Bhagavad Gita. This we hear in 15th chapter also. Right? 22. Arjuna then saw to it that the funeral rites were properly carried out for the dead, who had no remaining male family members. He executed the required ceremonies for each of the yadus, one after another. Next, 23. Dwarakam harina tyaktam samudroplavayat krikshanat varjayitva maharaja Srimad Bhagavadalayam.
As soon as the Dwarka was abandoned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ocean flooded it on all sides, O king, sparing only his palace.
Sparing only his palace. So it is said that when Dwarka was inundated by water, it's only that it is taken away from the vision of materialistic people, but it is eternal dham. Okay. So here in the purport, they quote Jiva Goswami and say, even in the modern age, people who live near the Dwarka catch a glimpse of it in the ocean. 24th verse. Nityam sannihitas tatra Bhagavan Madhusudana Smrityasesha Shubha Harim Sarva Mangala Mangalam.
Lord Madhusudana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is eternally present in Dwarka. It is the most auspicious of all auspicious places, and merely remembering it destroys all contamination.
Okay. Then, Stribala Vriddhan Adaya Hataseshan Dhananjaya Indraprastham Samaveshya Vajram tatra abhyasechayat.
Arjuna took the survivors of the Yadu dynasty, the women, children and old men, to Indraprastha, where he installed Vajra as ruler of the Yadus.
Next. Srutva suhrudvadham rajan Arjuna te pita mahaha Tvam tuvam shadharam kritva jagmu sarve mahapatham.
Hearing from Arjuna of the death of their friend, my dear king, your grandfathers established you as the maintainer of the dynasty and left to prepare for their departure from this world.
This we hear in first canto 14 and 15 chapters. Yaetad deva devasya Vishnu karmani janmacha kirtayet shraddhaya martyaha sarva papai pramuchyate.
A person who with faith engages in chanting the glories of these various pastimes and incarnations of Vishnu, the Lord of the Lords, will gain liberation from all sins.
Last verse. Itham harer bhagavato ruchiravatara
Itham harer bhagavato ruchiravatara
Viryani balacharitani cha santamani
Viryani balacharitani cha santamani
Anyatra cheha cha srutani grihan manushyo
Anyatra cheha cha srutani grihan manushyo
Bhaktim param paramaham sagatau labheta.
The all auspicious exploits of the all attractive incarnations of Lord Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and also the pastimes he performed as a child are described in this Srimad Bhagavatam and in other scriptures. Anyone who clearly chants these descriptions of his pastimes will attain transcendental loving service unto Lord Krishna, who is the goal of all perfect sages.
So here, Uttam Harer Bhagavato Ruchiravatara Viryani Balacharitanicha Chantamani. Bala Charitani is referring to that pastimes before 16 years, as a childhood pastimes. So they were very attractive. So bhaktim param paramahamsa gatau labheta. One who hears this regularly, he will get loving devotional service to Krishna. So towards the end of this chapter, this canto, Chakravartipada writes very humble words in the Sarath Darshini commentary. He says, Sarath Darshini written for bringing joy to the minds of the devotees, according to the previous authorities, has been completed on the so-and-so date. So I have revealed my ignorance in explaining things. Though others may laugh, my goal is to please the devotees. So these are the final words he said. I have revealed my ignorance in explaining things. So we can learn from the humility of the acharyas. So we also reveal our ignorance by many times speaking. And so we completed 11th canto, and today after a few minutes of break we will start 12th canto also. So thank you very much for being in this journey from 1st canto till 11th canto. In a week we will complete 12th canto also and enter CC. So thank you. Thank you for contributing so many things within this chapter. So actually when I come for class, it's a great learning experience for me. Along with sharing what I have read, I will get to hear from all of you also and enhance my knowledge also. And many times I forget things and then you remind me. So it's a great learning experience to come together and study Bhagavatam. So we have 4 more months. After a few minutes we'll meet again for 12th canto. Thank you. Hari Bhagavan, on your birthday. So today is